The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And on Tuesday, Reliance Stadium in the press auditorium, head coach Gary Kubiak addressed the media. And right off the bat, he addressed the ankle injury of quarterback Matt Schaub.
Can you give us an update, Gary, on Matt's ankle, please?
He's got a sprained ankle, John. He'll be day-to-day. So, shooting for opening day. And so probably just be an update every day and see how he's doing. But he's got a sprained ankle.
Are you worried that he might not be ready?
No, I'm not. I'm not at that point right now. I mean, just coming off of it, he's very upbeat about it. He called me actually on the way home last night as I was driving home and called and told me, hey, I'll be fine. I'll be ready to go. So, he does have the ankle. And like I said, I think it'll be something we'll be dealing with day to day and seeing how much progress he can make.
You said about Kevin Walter, y'all would evaluate him. How does he stand?
He's got a good hamstring. He's the same way. Trying to work toward week one with him. It'll be day to day with him, John. But, it's going to be a little time. But we're hoping he makes it back for opening day. And I'd say the same thing for Eugene. So we're in the same boat with all three of those guys.
So if they couldn't, we know what would happen with Matt. Who would play for Kevin and Eugene?
Well, naturally, Andre Davis steps in for Kevin. For Eugene, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of combinations we could use, John. So let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope these guys are all okay.
Gary, are you looking for help on the defensive line outside of the personnel you already have? Beyond, I mean, you're always looking to improve your team.
Yeah.
But it's...
Well, I mean, this is a time of year when, not so much today, but, next week at this time, there's massive cutdowns in the National Football League, and there's a lot of good players let go. So we're always looking to improve our football team and look at guys. But now, right now, we're going with the guys we got, and we obviously moved some people around last night. Started Cody at the nose, and he did some good stuff in the game. But these guys got to step forward and play well for us.
Gary, you mentioned the other day that you have as many starting spots open as you've had since you've been here. Did you solidify anything last night?
No, I think we've got some big questions to answer here as we go to Tampa. And, obviously, it's a very, very difficult turnaround here to come off last night. And then we'll get a little short practice tomorrow and about 45 minutes Thursday morning. We got to go to Tampa. So short period of time, but we've got some questions to answer. We've got some starters on this team that need to play a great deal in this game. I think it is a little bit different than it has been the last couple of years. So, hopefully we can get those questions answered in Tampa.
That's unusual, is it not?
Yeah, it is, but we got some unusual situations. Chester's situation's unusual. He's only played a quarter and a half of football this offseason. Chris Myers is unusual. He missed a lot of time. So things like that, and a lot of questions that we got to get answered on the defensive side of the ball. So, we can only do that by playing, and even though it's a short week, we got to get these guys back on the field. They need to play.
Speaking of that, Coach, Brian Cushing, what's his status right now?
Cush is ready to play. He will, he put the pads on last week for the first time. He did not go against our guys. He put them on and went through individual stuff. So, obviously, we're not going to go out there and beat on each other tomorrow or Thursday morning to try to turn around and play on Friday. But we will probably put him in pads some tomorrow and Thursday morning so that he can get some physical work, even if it's after practice. I think he'll be available to play. I just think we got to see how he responds tomorrow and Thursday morning and make a decision from there. But I have no doubt he'll be there opening day. But I think he's still a question mark going into this game.
How difficult is it for a rookie to step in? His first real live game action might be Sunday at noon on week one.
That's very difficult. We had a big conversation about that today, but the bottom line is, we'll have him available. So we're glad we've got him available and he'll be there that day. He's played in a lot of big football games, so got to give him a lot of credit right there. But we got to do what's best for our team, and our team needs him, there that Sunday.
You going to throw him right into the starting lineup then, probably?
Well, we'll see. We'll have to see what happens, I think to think that a guy like that could start on opening day and play 70 plays is pretty far-fetched. So But I think this kid's capable of going in there and helping us be successful that day. So we, you know, just got to go about it the right way.
Gary, I know your focus is moving forward, but if you look back for 1 second, several of your players are very upset with Favre on the crackback on Eugene. You have a take on that 24 hours later?
You know, Mark, I'm not going to comment on that one. I mean, that's in the league's hands. I'm going to stay away from that one.
After watching the film, you said last night you didn't want to talk about certain players till you did. You mentioned Cody earlier, and you'd been pumping him up before. Is he playing well enough to start?
Yeah, I like his energy, John. I like the way he plays. He's a big effort player, chasing the ball, always going 100 miles an hour, chasing the ball down the field. I think he fits good with our group. He's a veteran guy. He knows what's going on. I liked what I saw, from him as far as fitting with our group. Yeah, I feel good about him going forward. To sit here and say, hey, he won the nose spot or something like that, I don't think we're right there yet. We'll make that decision here in the next week, but we liked what we saw from him.
Who are you excited to see in this last game that hadn't gotten a lot of playing time so far?
Well, I think there's a couple of issues. Obviously with Kevin's issue that he's dealing with right now, Jacoby's going to play a great deal in this game. Jenkins will play a great deal in this game. Martinez has really done some good things, but he's had a chance to play. So I think that's interesting. Those guys will play a great deal. These two tight ends need to play a bunch. They've done some good things. We gave them a chance to play, especially Anthony, a chance to play with the first group last night, and he struggled some with that group. So I'm anxious to see him come back and see how he responds in this game. Adibi needs to play some more football. I want to see how he responds in Tampa this week. Like I said, Chris and Chester need some more time this week. So there's a lot of things going on there, but there's some good battles happening in the safety position. So, we'll see what happens Friday and make our decisions from there.
What about Foster? Will he get more carries?
Yeah, he was a bright spot in the game. Not only from, offensively he didn't play many plays, but he had a nice run. He picked up a nice protection on a gap call, which is a tough thing to do as a back. On special teams, he showed up a couple times. And, he's obviously a player that's on the bubble in the backfield. So, he helped himself last night, and he's going to play a great deal Friday.
How is Dan Orlovsky progressing?
He's making progress, but he continues to make some of the mistakes that, can get you hurt. I visited with him today. I'm impressed with him coming on the field last night to start the second half, taking us right down the field, making a couple of really nice plays, and then, you're disappointed in the play he tries to make on the 13-yard line. He just can't do that, and he understands that. We talk about that, but really that's the key to him helping this team win and the key to his career, eliminating those three or four plays that can get you beat. So we'll keep working with him. Kyle and I have got to do a better job with him. We got to get him more comfortable just out there in and out of the huddle and all those things, but obviously you can't make those mistakes in winning, Chris.
Will he play the whole game Thursday? Friday?
No, he will not play. I'm going to play him and Rex, and then Alex may play some also.
Oh, Grossman's ready to come back.
Grossman will be back, ready to go.
If something happens and Matt can't play, are you comfortable with Orlovsky?
Yes. I mean, Dan's our backup. If something happens to our starter, then he's got to go in there and perform at a high level, he's got some good opportunities to play in this preseason. And to me, none was more important than last night, the way he kind of got pushed into a situation with the first group there, against the Minnesota's ones in the third quarter. So, obviously we got to eliminate those mistakes. But, John, if something's wrong with Matt, and he's got to be ready to go.
You haven't been happy with your running game. After watching the film, did you see anything that helps you out?
No, we didn't run the ball well. We've struggled. Our first group ran the ball a little bit in the second game against New Orleans, but overall we have not run the ball very well at all in the preseason. And, that's the cornerstone of our offense. When we run the ball well, our play action's good, our boots are good, all those things. So it's been disappointing. We're doing some stuff today, going back and researching ourselves a little bit, but the bottom line, it hasn't been good enough.
The play where Matt rolled out and ran in the same situation as Orlovsky and he was called for grounding, was what happened on that? Where he rolled left and Jared Allen was all over him, everybody else went the other way.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What happened?
Well, it was. It looked like the same thing as Orlovsky the week before.
Yeah, it was somewhat like that. Yeah. We're running a naked boot, and the end came up the field, so it's called calling a bad play, John.
Are you worried that teams are just going to keep a guy there because y'all been successful with it?
Well, normally when if a defensive end's going up the field and, you know, hitting your quarterback on boots, then you ought to be able to run the ball. That means you got a cutback lane. So they go hand in hand, and their hand was better than ours at play.
Are you happy with Slayton where he is right now?
Yeah, he's improved as a pass protector. You know, so that was important going into training camp. Obviously, we have not run the ball well, and I think he takes a portion of that. You know, our guys up front and him, they're all in that together. So, but he's had a good training camp. I mean, he's ready to go play this year, and would I like him to come out of this preseason averaging 5 yards a carry? Yeah, I wish he would, but that's not the case, and we'll see if we can go correct it and get it better.
After watching the tape, do you feel better or worse than you did last night after the game?
Well, you know, I think we're in a dang good football game, John, against a good team. Obviously, we started very poorly. I like the way our defense responded. They kept it, kept our team in the game. I mean, it could have got real ugly. They kept us in the game and played very well. Offensively, played poorly for the first 15 plays of the game and then came up with two big drives before the half. And, you know, you're in a 17-10 football game against a good team, and that's part of this league. And third quarter, you're on the 13-yard line. Right there to tie the ball game up. But the bottom line, we gave up two big plays and we gave up points with our two turnovers. So when that happens, you're not going to win. And that game last night was no different than the one we're going to play in a couple of weeks here. So that's the way this league is.
Gary, even though he got hurt on that illegal crackback block on the touchdown at Chester
Taylor, he should have made the play.
What is he? Should have hit him low because he looked like he
well,
tried
he thought,
to
I think he thought he was knocking him out of bounds, you know. Thought he was knocking him out of bounds, but a good back's not going to just go out of bounds. He's going to lower his shoulder and stay in bounds, and that's what he did. Did a good job. Your team needs to make that tackle. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes?
Hey, Coach, could you go over the injuries one more time?
Kevin Walter's got a hamstring. He's day-to-day. Eugene Wilson's got a sprained knee. He's day-to-day. Matt Schaub's got a sprained ankle. He's day-to-day. Avanta Leach and Steve Slayton could possibly miss practice tomorrow, but they're both okay. They'll be fine.
Yeah, real quick, Coach. You said Xavier needs to play a lot in this next game.
Yeah.
How did he play last night, and what has been the effect of him?
Not as well as he's capable of playing. He had made some progress. You know, obviously we started camp with him and Zach in a battle for the Will spot, assuming that Kush was going to the Sam spot, and then with Brian going out, they split ways, so to speak, and I would say that Zach has upheld his end of the bargain. He's played pretty darn well. X has been a little inconsistent, and probably last night was not one of his better preseason games.
If indeed Brian comes back, then does Zach still have a chance to start on the other side?
We'll see, John. We'll take it day by day.
Is that one of those that's open that you're talking about?
Well, we're going to play our best three players, whoever they are. Okay.
Thank you.
We thank you for listening to the Texans Today podcast. For all the information on your favorite team, just go to HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.